Tussen ideeën. Tussen ideaal. In my hart. Dit maak Urania anders.
Urania is an idea, an ideal in my heart, says one of the founders of a purely white Afrikaner town in South Africa. It's the fascinating subject of the film Urania, which has been shown at this year's One World Film Festival of Human Rights Documentaries. Set up in 1991 by a group of whites averse to the post-apartheid Rainbow Nation, Urania today has a population of around 1,000 and even has its own currency. Ahead of a screening, I asked director Tobias Lender who its typical residents were.
There's not really a typical inhabitant of Urania because everyone has their own story. Because you have this broad, broad spectrum of people. Of course, most of them are conservative Christians who, you know, some feel a bit left out in the rest of the country. But you also have people that are just there for pragmatic reasons. They don't find work outside, or some have a really difficult past. And then there's others who just live for the ideal. And then there's some who just want to, you know, pensioners that just want to live there, like in a big old age home.
Do people often come and go, leave the community, join the community?
The fluctuation of the place is enormous. You have a lot of people coming there having dreams or having certain ideas about it, and then some of them are maybe a bit disappointed and leave. Or some others leave for economical reasons because it's just not sustainable to live there for them. If you're a lawyer, you're going to have a hard time to find a job there.
How is Urania perceived by the rest of South Africa?
There are a lot of myths about Urania. I mean, everyone has heard about it, at least. Some view it as a racist concept. Most people don't really take it seriously, but while showing it in the country in the past weeks, I found that there's an enormous interest in the place, and people are very curious to find out what it's all really about. There has been a lot of press about it, but most of it is on one side of the spectrum, either pro or contra. So people are longing for a balanced view, I think.
I got the impression watching the film that at least some of the residents have a siege mentality, and they are expecting conflict in the future. One of them even mentioned bloodshed in the long term.
I think there are a few people in Urania who have this defensive fortress mentality. They expect trouble in the new South Africa at some point. But I think those are actually the odd ones out. Most Iranians try to actually to pull themselves out of the conflict by doing what they do and try to have good relations with the rest of the country. But, of course, fear is also a main motivation to go to Urania. Fear in the new South Africa, that's for sure.
The film seems to be sympathetic towards the protagonists. Do you have sympathy for what they've created, this purely white little Afrikaner colony?
As a documentary filmmaker, I have to be sympathetic towards my subjects. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to make a film about them. So yes, I certainly have sympathy for my characters, and I know where they come from, and I know the environment they grew up in. As for having sympathy for what they're doing, well, they have a certain dream, and if I agree with it or not is not really important for me, I think, because I'm merely, you know, trying to find out what drives them. Of course, it's a controversial subject, but if it's right or wrong, or if it's problematic, is, I think, something the viewer should decide.
Documentary maker Tobias Lender. The One World Festival comes to an end in Prague on Wednesday night, before moving on to 40 other cities and towns in the Czech Republic.